All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're gonna do a premiere of Shattered Minds. This game was sent to me by the developer. I won some kind of contest. I'm like, okay, I can do that. So the game's on Steam right now, but as you can see, it's pretty early on. It's version 0.18. So there's a lot more that they're gonna add to this game, and you can pick it up on Steam right now. So, let's go ahead and get started. By the way, developer is Ecstasy Games. Yeah, Ecstasy Games. I'm gonna have them in the video information. You guys need to check that, by the way, because I always kind of provide that information there. Before you begin playing this game, you must first determine some names. This can't be undone, so don't mess it up. But before we even start with the naming, are you sure you're ready for what's coming? Yes, I'm talking to you behind the screen. Are you prepared to hear a unique story that you won't soon forget? Are you up for some wild, filthy adventures? Yes, we are, folks. Are you ready for a world where you have the power to control others' minds? I am! This might be what you're thinking right now. It won't be that easy, you know. But okay, that's your call. Well, enough fooling around. Let's start. Whoops. That guy over there thinks he's super cool and all. That's you. I know, disappointing, but you gotta work with what you've got. So, what should his name be? Or better yet, what should your name be? Always. Yes. You sure? Whatever, it's your choice. Let's move on. Oh my, isn't she a sight to behold? I do like these renders. To clarify, you live with this woman and she's about 18 years older than you are. Damn, that'd make her like 58. Hey, sonny! I still got it, don't worry! Well, can you guess who she is? That's right. This is your landlady. I know it's hard to tell, but she's actually getting close to 40. Yeah, so am I. I'm like a few months away from it. Damn it. Why can't there be more months between then and when I turn 40? I just want a few more months. That's all I'm asking. Your landlady needs a name. What do you want her to be called? Sophia. Ooh, I love that name. I was gonna name my daughter that, if I had had one. Yes. Great. So, almost done. This is your roommate. What name should she go by? Chloe's fine. This is Batman. No, that would be interesting. Finally, we're done. Now I have nothing left but to wish you an awesome journey. See you soon, Grim! So this game doesn't need Steam. You can play it without Steam. But you won't get the updates. I don't know if it's on itch.io. Like, you can check. And if it is, I'll let you guys know. But the Steam version is getting updates. So you can go ahead and check it out there. But yeah, you can totally grab the folder out of Steam and play it without Steam if you want. It's just still in development, so you're gonna want to keep it in your library so that you continue to get updates. Grim, you can't imagine how long I've been waiting for this to happen. Oh boy, so have I! You've had my heart from the very first moment I saw you. I know, I've seen your lustful stares every day in college. They turned me on so much. I can't believe this is really happening. I've been dreaming about this moment for so long. After returning home from college, I played with my pussy every day. Every day! And twice on Sundays? Imagining how we both had wild sex. It made me soaking wet. Just as wet as I am right now. Yes, Scarlet, come to me. Oh, what's that noise? Your alarm! Mine is actually the Duke Nukem theme. I'm not lying. It's the Megadeth version of the Duke Nukem theme. It says, let's rock. Finally. Well, wait. What? Grim! What? Grim, are you deaf? You gotta go to work at the manure factory. No, not that. Chloe, why? The alarm has been ringing for ages. Fuck, no, the whole thing was just a dream again. However, the current perspective is also pleasant. That's its coffee. Stare some more. Nice. Okay, I'm awake. What's the matter? Seriously, save your jokes, roommate. Finally, get ready for college and stop dithering. I can't be late today. Oh my gosh, it's Monday again? Christ, I'm already on it. Keep cool. Uh-oh. Ah! Yuck! Oops. In my defense, that really was an awesome dream. Not even an alarm clock at full volume could get me away from the sight of Scarlet naked. Or let's say, almost naked. What a disgusting little pervert you are. What? Just because this is something you've never seen before? Ah, just get ready. It says just do nothing instead of just do it. Wow, hey, I can move things. That's cool. She probably really never has. All she cares about are her books and her degree. I swear, hell would freeze over before Chloe ever let herself have some fun. Yeah, that was my roommate. Isn't she lovely? She has been my roommate since I moved away from home. Ugh, my home. I had to move. My relationship with home is a bit difficult. Especially since my father simply ran off. Up! Going to buy some sodas. I'll be back. Goodbye, Dad! It was impossible for me to afford my own apartment, so I rented a room from a single living woman. Despite its flaws, it's better than nothing. But I'm digressing. To be fair, Chloe isn't always in a mood like that. Today, she most likely has another exam where passing or failing may mean her life. Or something like that. At least she always acts that way. She really needs to relax sometimes. So, where did I dump my clothes again? Is it that pile over there? No, oh, never mind. That one will also do. Good enough. I'll leave my smartphone, then I'm ready. Where did I drop it this time? Yay! Boo. Oh. Yep, that's my phone. It has everything I need for my daily life. On the top left, there's a quest log. You know, that would be cool if my own phone had a quest log. Okay, life, what am I supposed to do next? Hold on, let me check my phone for the quest log today. Find out what I'm supposed to do. It lets me track my active quests and see what needs to be done next. Good lord, I'm not deaf. This music is rather loud. And I've got this on 50. Well, can't be helped. Next to it is my inventory. Pretty self-explanatory, I guess. Whenever I find or buy something, I add it to my inventory. With this app, I can keep an overview. Next up, contacts. Here you'll find everyone whose contact info I have. Before we continue, what system of measurement is used in your country? Metric or imperial? Use the metric system here. Okay, great, metric it is. Back to the app. If people show up here, I not only have their number, but also some more information about them. Kilograms. Hold on. Doesn't it's still going in kilograms? It It's always possible to change the used measurement system in the game options just in case. What else? Nylary. Nylary is the biggest online retailer there is. It allows me to buy stuff as well as sell things from my inventory. Right next to the Nylary app is the Wallpapers and Achievements app. With the Wallpapers app, I can set my smartphone's background image. Find Me's the latest app. All relevant people's current locations are displayed in the app. That way I don't have to constantly search all the areas for the folks I want to hang out with. However, there are situations where it completely fails. Dull black market product. The bottom contains a messenger app as well as a bank app where I can check my money. Got $10. Woo! Not too far from what I got. A way to earn some money is by doing a few extra jobs. Bought nothing today and it cost me $50. About fell over. Or I can play some online blackjack over there on my computer. Maybe I'll win some cash or maybe I'll lose it all. Who knows? I just shouldn't gamble away all my hard-earned money. Okay, enough fooling around with my phone. The icon in the top right corner now allows me to access my phone whenever I need it. Next to it's a calendar that indicates the day as well as the time of day. By clicking on it, you can make time pass and let the day advance. One last thing. As you for sure already noticed, the images in this game are not static but wobble back and forth when moving your mouse. This is called the parallax effect! Earthquake! No, we're good. What some people may find to be a cool graphic feature may irritate others. Do you want to turn it on or off? Let's keep it on. You can toggle the parallax setting at any time in options. Now let's get going! Let's go! Chloe's room. Bathroom. Sophia's room. Your room. Don't know. It's just a railing of some sort. And there's some stairs. Let's go to the bathroom. Better make sure to join my roommate before she gets even more pissed off. She's probably already waiting for me downstairs. We have plenty of time to look around the house later. Did you see the stairs? You only have to click on it to go down. At last, if you dither like that again, you can go back to taking the bus to college like your stupid friend. I hear you, roommate. Oh boy, I can't wait till I finally have my own car. Grumble. But I was telling you the best. Sorry, Chloe. Won't happen again. I appreciate your patience. You're welcome. Have you seen our landlady around? There was a problem with the sink yesterday. She had to leave earlier today. She's probably already at work by now. Oh, and before I forget, Sophia asked me to remind you to pick up a package for her at the mall after college. What? Why? You know that our Tennessee agreement obliges us to work in the household? Yes, in the household, but not as Sophia's package carrier. Read the small print again. Favors like this reduce our rent, yours and mine. Feel free to fetch it yourself if this is something we both benefit from. I can't because I have swim practice in the afternoon. Because of course you do. You know that I'm trying to get on the college swim team. You spend the entire afternoon doing nothing but sitting in front of your computer anyway. Fine, I'll pick it up. What store do I have to go to? You know that tanning salon where her friend works? On the new mall's top floor, right? Yes, that one. So, Sophia's working on her tan? I don't know and I don't care. And that absolutely has to be fetched today? Sophia said she needs it badly. As if she couldn't hold out for her tanning lotion for one more day. Ah! Why doesn't Sophia simply order this stuff home like any other person in the 21st century? You are aware that she's stuck in the 90s, no? Okay, yeah, she's kind of right about that. What's the reason for your rush today? Of course you forgot again. It is my goal to attend one of the finest universities in the country. I want to ace today's exam in order to catch the attention of even the deans of these universities. Well, that explains why I haven't seen you much lately. I had to study for this exam. I must get full marks. If you say so. It really is all about marks and grades in her head. Why do you want to attend a university so badly? Doesn't our cozy little college meet your needs? You're kidding, right? I always strive for the best, and that's certainly not Spring Hill College. Is that where Sonic goes? I want to transfer to a university, no matter what. Yeah, wasn't it? No, that was Spring Yard. Spring Yard Zone, Sonic 1. Cool little tune there, by the way. Ugh. See you later, Grim. And don't forget to pick up Sophia's package. I know. You know, one thing that I think would help with some of these games is, you know, it says Spring Hill College there. But what would work better is if they added another set of windows right here and put a sign in the front of the building, and then like a black sign, and then in the middle of it put Spring Hill College. It would look a little more professional. Seems like someone is already waiting for you with excitement. Yeah, the guy who's waving around like crazy is Bill. He is sometimes a little strange, but he's still my best friend. We have so many interests in common, and it's always a blast hanging out with him. I should talk to him before he makes a fool of himself. Wow, he is a little bit of a shadow effect. Remember, this game is still in development, so there's a lot of things they'll fix along the way. Hey, Bill, what's up? Hey, Grim. Oh, nothing. I just want to say hi to your roommate. Gravy. I played in a band with a guy named Bill. Ugh. Dude, put your hand down. You're making a complete fool of yourself. Would you like others to believe you're mentally challenged in some way? I was just trying to be kind. Yeah, sure. Dude, how many times do I have to tell you? Unless you can turn into a 5,000-page encyclopedia, my roommate has no interest in you. Oh, I'm sure all it needs are time, patience, is time, persistence, and bravery. Bill, no. Just no. At this point, I'm half convinced my roommate's asexual. She will undoubtedly end up as a lonely spinster in a convent. Well, in that case, you should be glad that there's someone who wants to prevent it. Let's just go inside, okay? Here we are. This is Spring Hill College. We have the cafeteria toilets and the sport changing rooms. What about the cafeteria itself? Well, I get it, you know. They were saying, you know, cafeteria and the toilets are in both sections. It offers all the drama you know from television. Romances and separation, wild parties, hot professors, and the not-so-hot one. And me in the middle. Scarlet! Come on, Grim, pull yourself together and finally talk to him. Hey, Scar. Did she just ignore me like that? Hey, she's talking to Chad over there, Chad and Brad.
Hey, I'm Chad. This guy over here, he's Brad. We play football. You play football? No, you're just a scrub. Just a punk. You ain't never gonna get with these cheerleaders. We're men.
Dude, what were you up to?
Oh, just shut up.
I'm going to class. Are you coming? Go ahead, I'll catch up with you. To be absolutely honest, when I was going to school, I knew a lot of the guys that played football. And they were fucking cool guys. Like, they were literally cool guys. All the shit we see on, like, TV and a lot of these games about, they're really decent dudes. Like, I never had any problems with any of the jocks when I was young. And I was, like, the outcast, like, not nerd, but I was the metal. Like, there was the nerd crew, and I would kind of talk with them sometimes, but I was more the metal guy, right? And, like, I don't know, I didn't have any problem with them. They were always cool to me. It wasn't like that. There was nobody getting shoved in lockers and shit. Like, it was so different from what you guys expect. Kobe, he's our football team's quarterback. I try to avoid him as much as possible. While he can be quite effervescent, he is not the brightest. He doesn't share a course with me, which is a blessing. It's a good thing you didn't see Bill flailing around like a complete idiot before. He would have teased him right away. Scarlett is the college team's head cheerleader. Quarterback and head cheerleader together in a clique. What a freaking cliche. Ouch, Alice. Can't you keep an eye on where you're going? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Grim. I didn't see you there. Are you all right? Can I help you? I'm good. But my head hurts quite a bit. Ah, my head! Oh no, can I get you something? A titty, but it turned out to be a Tylenol! Just watch out next time you speed around the corner like that. I'm terribly sorry, it won't ever happen again. I'll make it up to you, I swear. So yeah, this is Alice. She's one of the friendliest and kindest women in our college. And in some ways, she's incredibly cute with her shy personality. She's a total computer nerd. Compared to her, Bill is a noob. And Bill's already really into it. It comes as no surprise that her major is computer science. However, Alice is also incredibly clumsy. She rarely admits a blunder. There is no doubt that she has the biggest breasts on the entire campus. I often wonder how breasts that big fit into such a top. She had a friend of mine growing up that was like that. Hers were so large that she had to get a reduction. Like, it was, I know, it was like, Grim, that's awful, but no, it was really a lot for her. Because she wasn't fond of them. She wasn't flaunting them around or anything like that. And also, she realized she was a lesbian. It was interesting because she wasn't the kind of woman that you would expect to be a lesbian. But she did turn around and find a girl and get with her, and that was the thing. And they were together for quite a while. I think they got married. There's no doubt that she has the biggest breasts on the entire campus. I often wonder how breasts that big fit into such a top. But that doesn't change her questionable taste in fashion. Whoops. Just a quick moment while I gather my books. Oh well, this view makes up for quite a lot, Alice. Keep looking. Help her gather her books. Hee-hee, that gives me plenty of ideas on how she could make amends. What were you planning to do with all those books anyway? I'm taking them back to the library. The college actually pays a small fee if you help sort and shelve the books. Really? I had no idea. Interesting, might be worth keeping in mind next time I need some quick cash. Sorry again, Grim. I'm serious. I owe you one. If you need anything, here's my number. You can text me or come find me here at college. I'm usually in the computer lab. Nice, that'll definitely come in handy someday. At some point, I'm sure I'll need her computer skills. Cool. Thanks, Alice. I don't want to sound weird, but remember, you're only wearing a skirt the next time you hunch down to pick something up. Did you mean anyone could see my pant? Oh no, this is so embarrassing. Sorry, Grim, I have to go. That's literally when you say, it's all good. Promise, no big deal. You always have to sure read. I had to do this a couple times at work because sometimes like, hey, you know, it's cool. Trust me, it's not a big deal. Ain't nobody really noticed. I didn't see, you know. And that's all it is. I'm sure she'll be embarrassed for the rest of the week. Good morning, everyone. This is Miss Winter, or as she always says, please call me Eleanor. Miss Winter makes me feel so old. Her subjects are mathematics and biology. One of them I'm good at, the other I'm not. She's okay and she's fair when it comes to grading. That's the only reason I didn't fail math long ago. Hey, you and me both, bud. If I failed, I can picture my roommate forcing me to walk through the entire college building ringing a bell as she screams, SHAME! All over the place. Shame this man! Thankfully, that hasn't happened yet. We should do that. With people that have done, like, horrible things, we should walk around, you know, have a parade around,
Shame this man! Shame!
I guarantee people would do less crazy shit if we did that. I'm sure you're eager to return to the world of algebra. Yeah, you bet. But first, Dean Baker asked me to let you know that we have a new student enrolled. Sarah, please come in. Sarah, don't be shy. Come over and introduce yourself. Oh my, how embarrassing. Why, Eleanor? We're not in grade school. Do I really have to, Miss Winter? Oh, come on, say hello to your fellow students. And please, just Eleanor will do. Well, hello, my name is Sarah. I recently moved to this town and enrolled here. I'm eager to get to know you, this college and this town. Wow, she has every eye in the room on her. What she looks like, what she's wearing, is her hair styled well? Guess that's college life. Many thanks, Sarah. Please take a seat right away. Well, she's not the ugliest, that's for sure. Yeah, she looks all right. She's the girl next door. I've seen a lot of girls that looked like her when I was going to school. Okay, class, let's pick up where we left off last time. And another day of studying is over. You nailed it. What are you up to this afternoon? You want to hang out? How about sipping a few beers and playing video games? Damn, Bill, that would have been awesome. Unfortunately, I can't. I have to go to the mall and pick something up. Oh, too bad. I was hoping we could try out the brand new Other Fantasies 12? According to streamers, it's the shit. 12, huh? I heard so. I'm afraid we'll need to postpone that. Yeah. What do you think about our new fellow student? You mean Sarah? No, the fat Asian guy. Of course, Sarah. Nice. She's all right. Makes a nice impression, doesn't she? I agree. However, that can easily be deceptive. But I guess time will tell how she ticks. Hey! Hey, I like Luna. I think she's talking to you, Luna. Are you seriously gonna ignore her like that? Who, Luna? I don't know, man. She's scary. But that's the kind I like! Besides... Haha, yeah, right. So yeah, this was Luna. I don't really know what to make of her. She is obviously into the cyberpunk goth look. Since when was cyberpunk goth? I mean, maybe a little. But when I was goth, I was never, I think what I knew of cyberpunk back then would have been The Fifth Element. Possibly Dread, like the Judge Dread movie. And I'm talking about the original, not the 2012 one. And, maybe, like, some Shadowrun stuff, like, on the Super Nintendo. I don't even think it had made a... They hadn't had the remake yet. And I didn't know anything about Cyberpunk, the game, the board game. You know, the TTRPG, before they actually had the big Cyberpunk 2077 game. I didn't know anything about that. I know there was, like... a cyberpunk black metal thing, of course, the Covenant bands like that were doing it. So I was listening to that kind of stuff. Maybe some kind of music that's adjacent to it. But I would never have called myself like a cyberpunk goth. I was more of like a metalhead kind of goth. It often seems like she's trying to get in a conversation with me, but then she doesn't. Luna's clearly into you, dude. If you don't go for her, I will. You think so? Grim, how can you not see that? Do you believe it's a coincidence that she's frequently hanging around outside the classroom you're currently in? And also, it's kind of fucking rude when someone says hey to walk by them. Like, yeah, say hey back. You know how many times people say hello to me while I'm working? A lot. You say, hey, how you doing? How you doing? You know what you did? Like, that's just normal. That's etiquette. If you don't have that, people won't respect you. she isn't exactly my type. Why? Just because she's not Scarlet? No, dude, she's scary. She's gonna listen to, like, My Chemical Romance. Which, to be honest, I'm not actually a big fan of. I didn't get into emo. That's the one thing. Just as I graduated, that's when emo really started. About 2008, I think, is when emo really hit. And I graduated in about 2005. I graduated late. I should have graduated in like 2003. You are way too picky, man. As if we could choose the girls. I don't know. I mean, because when I was growing up, I'd always just look at the ones that I thought were, oh, hey, she's freaking cool. She's got big tits. I like her. You know, and that's how we did it. It's like, hey, I like you. It's like, oh, really, you do? Like, yeah. It's like, me? Yeah. I mean, that's literally how it was. You sure? I mean, yeah, some girls, they're not as confident as you might expect, and you just have to, you know. I had one, and she actually wrote me a thing. She says, you're way too good for me. Like, I do not deserve someone like you. I'm like, what? That's the craziest BS I'd ever heard. Hey, please speak only for yourself. Grab it or I will. Yeah, sure, just like you did on our last night out, right? Dude, at least I tried. Anyway, Other Fantasies is waiting for me. See you tomorrow. Yeah, until tomorrow. Maybe Bill's right and I should put some effort into getting to know Luna after all, someday. I should head to the mall and get that package. That Sarah is still here. She looks a bit lost. Also, that Sarah doesn't sound right. It should be, Sarah is still here. It's like when you say that Sarah, it's like you're calling her a thing. That toaster is still here, you know. You don't really do that with a person. Maybe I should stop by and say hi. Hey, Sarah, right? Yeah, you sit next to me in class, don't you? Exactly, that's me. Name's Grim. Nice to meet you, Grim. You know, you're the first and only one who's talked to me today. All the others just stare stupidly. Haha, yeah, it's college, I guess. Aha, true. You recently moved here? Yup, I had to tag along with my parents. So you don't even know about all the highlights that Spring Hill has to offer? No, unfortunately not. What's there to expect? Oh, well, you know, we have this... Okay, let's face it. Spring Hill's a hick town. Aw, come on. Don't disappoint me like that at the very start. But hick towns are fun. I grew up in a hick town. I'd never fucking change a thing. Because you made your own fun. You found things to do, and what you thought was boring wasn't so fucking boring. Because you were spending time with each other and you were having fun and you were young and, you know, you miss those days. As a local, you gotta know of at least one secret spot where you can have fun. Maybe, maybe not. Care to find out? Seems luck is on your side since everyone else avoids me like the plague and I don't have plans this afternoon. Yeah, sure. Cool. Shall we get going? Oh wait, shit, I can't make it today. I have to go pick up a package for my landlady at the mall. Oh man, that's a pity. But can we do it sometime in the next few days? Promise? Promise. You can find me out here after class. Alright. So, we got a lot of questions. Oh wow. Okay. Everything is floating. College. And the shopping mall. Sophia's friend is nowhere to be seen. Pretty sure this is the right tanning salon, also due to the fact that it's the only one in the entire mall. It's called Quick Tan. Oh gosh, I just hope she isn't out for a lunch break or something. Ugh. I should look around. Maybe she's somewhere in the back of the salon. not available. Seems pretty deserted around here. Wait, the door over there is slightly open. Hey, I don't want to scare you, I'm... Ooh! Oh shit, I didn't want to... Hold on a second. Dark goggles on. Earbuds in. Check. I doubt she even noticed I'm here. Hey! Now, I don't recommend this option in real life. I've actually said there's a preferred limit where women will let you look at them. But if you continue staring, you're gonna come off creepy. Look at that body of hers. Yoga surely does pay off. Damn, yeah. Oh yeah, smear it all over your skin. What a sight to behold. I should silently back out before she notices my presence at last. I just don't want to have to explain to my landlady while I'm sneakily watching her best friend tanning. I'll just wait at the checkout desk for her until she's done. Hey, Grim. Hi. Shit, I forgot her name. There. Have you been waiting long? Oh no, I just walked in the door. Yeah, better not let her know about me seeing her sweaty naked body. Your landlady's already let me know that she'll be picking up her package. Yup, that's right. Here you go. Please ask her if our plans to meet this weekend are still on. Will do. Thanks, you know she's really texted back lately. She has a lot of stress at work right now, I guess. Yes, makes sense. Sweet Sophia's working too much. That's true. Well, see you later. So that's done. Let's head home. It's time for a break. Sophia, you there? Hi, Grim. I'm in the living room. All right, guys, so that's where we're going to end this one. If you like this one, let me know, and we'll continue it. Otherwise, you can pick the game up on Steam. And again, this is a developing game, so you will continue to have more parts. It's only version 18. So you're buying technically an early access product, but, I mean, why not, right? I like to support some early access games, and there's one... Wizardum just came out, 1.0. Really fun game. I actually played just a little bit of it. So, I mean, but what I've showed in my video is nothing compared to what other people have already, I'm sure. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. I enjoyed it, and I waited for it to get to the 1.0, and it's really a great game. So, yeah, definitely go ahead and support some of these, early access titles that, you know, they kind of, they put his finished games on Steam, but yeah, you can... No, I think this one's still considered early access. Yeah, this one's still early access, if I'm not mistaken. So you are playing a, you know, work in progress, and it'll get updated, hopefully every month or so. It seems like that is the plan, because I was going to play this... the code was sent to me last month, right? And of course we were doing Aerogame month, so I didn't get around to it. And now we're in AVN month, so I got to it, and I noticed immediately today that the game had an update. So it just happened to update as soon as I was able to get it on the channel. So that's pretty cool. It seems like the dev is keeping up with updating it at least once a month, which is neat. Alright guys, so I'm out. We will see you next time with more great AVN on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.